Welcome back to the Armour Men's Health Hour with Dr. Mystery and Donna Lee.
Hello and welcome to the Armour Men's Health Hour. I'm Dr. Mystery, your host, here as always with my co-host, my office manager and partner in crime here, Donna Lee.
That's right. Hello, everybody. Happy day.
Happy day. I am a board-certified urologist. My name is Dr. Mystery, M-I-S-T-R-Y.
Is it?
That's right. despite being called gimmicky in the past.
Was it gimmicky? Yeah, it was gimmicky.
Yeah, I guess.
All the mean emails stopped, so.
That's good. As long as I've been kind of mentioning what my name really is.
Right.
I'm a board-certified urologist, and this show is brought to you by NAU Urology Specialists. It is the practice that I started here in Austin in 2007. We've had the pleasure of treating patients for their urologic complaints for over a decade.
That's a long time to talk about penises.
I'll tell you.
Don't you ever get tired of it?
I never get tired of
no?
it.
No?
No.
Not every one day you wake up and go, I just don't want to see another
no,
penis.
No, I never say that. I never say that. Helping people with their private parts and their most private moments and their most personal problems is a real pleasure for me. We had a listener come in this week and talk about that. You know, my willingness to openly discuss really sensitive topics on the radio has made it so it's easier for him to talk about these problems with his friends, and then made it easier for him to come in and talk to us about his medical condition. And I'm sure that we're going to be able to drastically improve his sex life, his urinary life, and his overall health.
Communication skills.
Maybe his communication. Sometimes. We really appreciate all of the listeners out there, mm-hmm. and really appreciate your questions and your feedback. We constantly say that those of you that listen to us in the car and then go home and remember that our email address is
armormenshealth@gmail.com.
And then get on and then send us a message. It really means a lot to us. It suggests a very high degree of engagement and something that we're very happy with. But we could always use some more help with the marketing, both the show and the podcast.
I think we have a group, don't we?
Even my own friends don't even know that I have this podcast.
I think I'm going to make it
You
mandatory.
Have a radio show?
I'm going to make it mandatory for our employees to listen every now and again.
We should. There's got to be some kind of benefit of being the boss.
Higher ratings.
That's right.
That's right.
Why don't you tell people about our practice?
Oh, I wanted to say you look especially handsome in your face mask today.
There you go. I appreciate that.
You sound great.
Socially distancing.
Phone number during the week is 512-238-0762. Our email address is armormenshealth@gmail.com. I know that's everybody's memorized that by now, I hope. Our website is armormenshealth.com, where you can send an inquiry or a question through the website. And we are located in Round Rock, North Austin, South Austin, and Dripping Springs, Texas.
Dripping Springs, Texas.
So cute.
And so we really enjoy seeing you guys as patients in our clinic. If you hear something on the radio that tweaks your interest and want to be seen for it, please just let us know by email. We'll reach out to you and get you an appointment. We have four providers in the office. That's four physician providers. In addition, we have four physician assistant and nurse practitioner providers, all of whom have been specifically trained by myself to deliver extremely high quality care. We really strive to see you ASAP. We don't take a lot of pride in having long wait lists. We want to see you right away so that we can address your concerns. You're going to have immediate access to both Donna and myself for your concerns and mm-hmm. to make sure your care is maximized.
That's right. And you get a free t-shirt.
So. Well, I don't know. While supplies last.
Supplies will last. Trust me. I have three boxes in my office. So hit me up and I'll give you a t-shirt. You ready for a question?
I sure am, Donna.
Oh my gosh. I was so excited to see this one because this is your gig, your
yeah,
jam.
That's right. It's my jam.
I am a 72.5-year-old male in good physical condition. I would like to achieve harder, more firm erections. To that end, I would like to schedule a visit for evaluation, diagnosis, prognosis, and treatment plan. So we're here for you, but Dr. Mystery is going to go
sure,
into detail.
Sure. I think it's a wonderful thing to bring up and to discuss. Erectile dysfunction is a major topic both in our clinic as well as a radio show topic, and something that we take what I think is a very unique approach to. Your erections and how hard they are is really the end effect of a number of different medical conditions that can affect your vascularity, your neurologic system, hormonal system, and even some degree your psychology. We actually have something called the erectile hardness scale. It's a real funny model if you ever want to see it in our office.
Oh, I do.
And it's a big reason or a big a supporting argument for why these medicines called PDE5 inhibitors like Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, and I guess Stendra is another one, is on the market. Improving penile hardness or rigidity, erectile rigidity and hardness, is a good early sign of erectile dysfunction. At that point, we think that lifestyle modification, the use of supplements, the use of anti-inflammatories, making sure that your testosterone level and other hormones are normal and intact, and beginning the use of very low-dose medications like Tadalafil or Cialis are things that we're going to do.
Which are Viagra and Tadalafil is Cialis.
Sildenafil is Viagra, and Tadalafil is Cialis. That's right.
Sorry.
Yeah, we're going to teach you enough. You know, an interesting side effect of having a less rigid penis is the second most common topic we talk about here, which is Peyronie's disease, which is an abnormal curvature of the penis. Mm-hmm. And many urologists have a theory that early softening of erections leads to more bending of the penis during intercourse, and that little bit of bending causes something called microtrauma, and that microtrauma ultimately leads to a bending of the penis called Peyronie's disease. So we get lots of questions about erectile dysfunction and a lot of questions about Peyronie's disease. That's how the two can be related, is a lack of rigidity of the penis. Our approach to it is going to include blood tests to look at your hormones. We often will do some neurologic testing. We'll make sure that you have good sensory function of the skin of the head of the penis and the shaft of the penis. We're going to make sure that you have good blood flow. That's what these medicines that are popularized are really doing, is increasing blood flow. And we'll make sure that performance anxiety isn't playing a really big role. So when you're 72, performance anxiety may be playing a less of a role, but not zero role. But if you're 32 and having erectile dysfunction, then you can imagine that performance anxiety is probably playing a much bigger role. And that's why in our practice, not only are we going to treat those underlying conditions that are directly related, but we also have sex therapists in the office that can help you with the psychology of getting out of that mindset that causes performance anxiety. And for those of you that have a condition that is not fixed with just medication or lifestyle modification or diet, nutrition, or supplements, we have advanced treatments for erectile dysfunction. There are injections that we can give you called intracavernosal injections that can increase the blood flow into your penis. We have gels that you put into your urethra that can increase blood flow into your penis. We have something called a vacuum erection device, which we use also for Peyronie's disease, but can also give you a much more rigid erection. And then for those of you kind of at the end of your rope, we have something called the inflatable penile prosthesis. And did you know, Donna, that we have one of our practitioners spend an entire year learning how to put these in?
I did know that.
Yes.
I did, because we talked about it for the last year on the radio.
It's one of the few things that you can do that pleases two people, right?
Hey!
Hey! Maybe more, depending on how popular you are at the nursing home. That's right. The insertion of the inflatable penile prosthesis is not something for the faint of heart. It's a complex device that is placed by a specialist in prosthetic urology. And I'll tell you, it has a very high satisfaction rate, over 90% satisfaction rate. Mm-hmm. It's covered by insurance, which is amazing.
It's so frustrating for women, and if they want boobs.
Well, you
that's
know,
not covered, but everything man-related, junk-related is covered by insurance. I don't get it.
Well, you know, a lot of senators are men. They make a lot of rules.
There you go.
It's fun. It reminds me of the argument of how many pills the VA would give vets when they had erectile dysfunction, and someone come up with six. And I guess six a month. So can you imagine there's a group of senators sitting in a room somewhere going, okay, how many times can we let these guys have sex a month?
Six sounds good.
Six seems like, some guy's like, six, that's not enough. You know, that's only, you know, a week.
Right?
And the other guy's like, six, that's for 6 months. Why do you need so many pills? And somehow they came up with six a month.
Wow.
It makes me giggle at the thought that somehow,
that
you know,
decided.
Some decision making was made to decide how often
a veteran have
would have sex. And then they took that and made it for all insurances. So everybody got six Cialis's a month. And there you go. You know, that's how those numbers came about. Somebody decided that was enough.
Right.
Eight's probably excessive. Four's not enough.
Seven.
Let's go with six, seven. Seven seems weird.
It's not an even number.
And then when you took it, you couldn't get your partner mad, or else the pill would get wasted. So right. You had to be on your best behavior.
Six times a month.
Well, Donna, well, what a great segment. Thank you so much for that question. And we would love to give you a second opinion on your erectile dysfunction. We never even discussed shockwave therapy, which we do for a rejuvenation of erectile tissue. And we offer that. Would love to give you some advice on that.
You know, I want to call it penile pulsing.
Listen, we need a marketing person to give us a better name. We're not going to come up with the best name. Soft wave. But then they say that we can't say erection and soft in the same sentence. So that's true. Who knows? Anyway, tell people how to get a hold of us.
We need to get a political group together to decide this.
Yes.
512-238-0762 is our phone number during the week. You can ask for me if you'd like. Our email address is armormenshealth@gmail.com. Our website, as you know, is armormenshealth.com.
The Armor Men's Health Hour is brought to you by urology specialists. For questions or to schedule an appointment, please call 512-238-0762 or online at armormenshealth.com.